prayer will change things. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in this morning, and that is this week's announcements. If you heard any of the announcements and you are interested in, again, you can go to triumphlifechurch.org and you can go directly to the whatever announcements that you are interested in. I want to thank you and have a blessed week.
Hey, man, thank you, Sister Hunt, for those announcements and the doxology. And I do want to apologize to Elder Wells. He sent me an announcement, and I'm just going to verbally announce it. He's having a pop up at his church, Church of Christ Written in Heaven of Homestead, and if my memory served me correct, I think that's 820 Southwest 5th Street of Homestead, Florida 33030. If you are a vendor and if you want to be a part of that pop-up and you have some items that you would like to sell or distribute, it's $35 for a vendor's setup at the event. And you can contact Elder Wells right now. I don't have his information in front of me, so if you send us an email at info@triumphlife.org or myself or Consuelo Hodge, we will get you that information, and I'll definitely have that up for next Sunday. I do apologize, Elder Wells, but, you know, wanted to at least announce it. When he said his name, it triggered my memory. I have too much going on these days, and it sometimes get in the way of me getting things done, trying to do too much. But we wanted to get that out there. So if you're a vendor, you have some items that you would like to distribute, you know, get with us and we'll get you Elder Wells' information for that $35 donation to his church so that you can be a part of his potluck event. And I think it's coming up in February. All right. Now let's say the word, the word, the word. We are ready for the word of God because that's why we're here. In this hour to get a word from the Lord. Amen. And we have none other but our own missionary, Beverly King. Amen. That can do it, that will do it, and that's going to do it. Amen. And I know she has something that is going to tickle our souls. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and get off the screen and bring her up. Amen. So that she can give us what the Lord has given her. Amen.
Good morning. I bring you greetings from the Church of Christ Written in Heaven, where Bishop Lattimore is my pastor and Elder Hodge is our assistant pastor. This morning, I hope to encourage you as this has encouraged me. We're going to be coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, 26 and 28th verse. And they read as thus: in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. 28 says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. My subject is go through. There is a purpose. And while you're going through, let's hang on in there. When we look at the first verse, we pray for a lot of things. We pray for jobs. We pray for health. We pray for better times. We pray for better situations in our lives. But not all the time are those requests given or provided to us in the way that we would like it. But I want you to know there is a purpose. When we pray, we don't always know what we what we really need to pray for, how we need to pray for it. But as a child of God, we have two divine intercessors. One, Christ intercedes for us as believers from heaven. And while we're here on earth, those of us who are saved and have the Holy Spirit within, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us within ourselves while we're here on earth. So when you're going through and you're praying, just remember that you have something within you that keeps you. You have something within you that helps you, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit desires and yearns for the believer in through the source of the Holy Spirit, because it dwells in us. And because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we're able to go through. We're able to deal with the things that we have to deal with in life. Now, when we say in verse 28 that all things work for your good, well, you know, sometimes that's questionable in our minds, because when things happen to us, we can't see the good. In other words, we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We know that we're in a tunnel. We know that there is possibly some light, but we can't see it. And sometimes when we're going through, we feel like we've been left alone. We feel like things are not going to get better for us. If we're very, very sick, we feel like our health is not going to get any better, especially when you're praying and you're doing all you know, and nothing seems to be happening. You don't seem to be able to get a breakthrough. But I want you to know that it is for your good. Going through is not the easiest thing for us to handle. But I want you to understand that you're going to have adversity. There's going to be sickness in your life. There's going to be disappointments in our lives. There's going to be times when we really want something from the Lord and it seems like he just isn't answering us. It seems like it's just taking him forever. You know, there are people that I've heard them say, I've been praying for something from the Lord. It's been 10 years. It hasn't happened. And I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to that faith. I'm still praying for it. I'm still believing God for it. Well, to you, I say, believe him. To you, I say, hang in there, because you don't know the hour. You don't know the time. You don't know what God truly has in store for you. You don't understand that in order to get that thing, you've got to go through something. In order to get where we need to get in the Lord, we are going to face adversity. We are going to go through. So don't think that this is going to be a flowery bed of ease. Don't think, well, if I want my life to be better, I'm going to accept Christ in my life and I'm going to get the Holy Ghost and then things are going to get better. Those are temporal things. Those are material things. Those are things that God allows us to have while we're here on earth. We have a home. Thank the Lord. You woke up this morning. Thank the Lord. You may have had a headache. When I woke up this morning, my head was hurting. Thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord, not because my head is hurting, but I thank the Lord that even though my head is hurting, I'm still able to do the things that I need to do. I am still able to go where I need to go. I am still able to think. So we ought to thank the Lord for each and everything that happens to us, even when it is bad. Now, that sounds a little crazy, and I get it. But if you are able to thank the Lord, and things are not going like they should go, like you believe that they should go, you're having a difficult time on your job, but you still have a job, thank the Lord. It looks like everything that you want to do in your home, you can't get it done. There's not enough money. There's not enough time. There are all kinds of things. But thank the Lord, you still have a roof over your head. The car that you have, it may be a clunker. It may not be operating like you want it to operate, but it still takes you where you need to go. You would like to have maybe lobster or shrimp, but you have high cholesterol, so you can't have it. So remember the days when you ate it and it was great, and right now, do what you're supposed to do and thank the Lord, because you know what you need to do for your body. We are accountable. When we say we love the Lord, when we say we have the Holy Ghost, there are levels that we have to go through. There are conditions that we have to meet. There is a plan in our life that we may not know right now that God has for us. There's a place, there's a step that he wants us to get to. And the only way you're going to get to that step is to go through. The only way you are going to get where you need to be in the Lord is that you're going to have to be tried. We love gold, some of us. And in order to purify gold, you have to put it in the fire. Well, just look at yourselves as gold. We are a jewel in the eyes of the Lord. We are a fantastic lump of gold in the eyes of the Lord. But in order for us to be purified, we're going to have to go through the fire. We have to be tried in order to make it. Jesus was tried. He walked on the earth. He did miracles. He got spat on. He got whipped. He had a crown put on his head. We're not being spit on, at least some of us aren't. We don't have a crown on our head. We're not accountable or here to ensure that everybody is safe. That's not our job. Our job is to live right. Our job is to live holy. Our job is to open the door to Christ when people approach us. Our job is to shine, to let the unbelievers see the Christ in us. And believe me, even if they say they don't, they actually do. The promise that we're talking about in this verse is limited to those who love God and who are submitted to him through Christ. We can all have the promise, but you must accept Christ as your personal Savior. Also, when it says all things, don't feel like when we're saying, when the verse says all things, that means that anything that you desire, you're going to have. No. It includes our sins and negligence. No one can be excused for committing sin and say that they're maintaining Christ in their lives. You can't sin over here and then, I made a mistake. Okay, Lord, forgive me and do it again. That's not how it works. The things that work for our good are the things that we need to do, the things that we need to go through. When we're going through, it is for our good. When the Lord is placing an excessive burden on us, he is right there with us. It is for our good. If you hang in there, I promise you, I guarantee you that you will make it through. The Bible says that the Lord is with us, that he is with us always, that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. Well, if we really believe that he will never leave us and that he will never forsake us, then we will go through. Yes, it is going to be hard sometimes. Yes, we are going to be in pain sometimes. Yes, the job that you want, you're not going to get that job, but you'll get a better job. Yes, the situation that you're experiencing in your home with your children, it's going to get better. You have to keep praying. It's our responsibility to keep bringing it, to keep talking to the Lord, to keep letting the Lord know, I'm holding on to your faith, Lord. I believe in you for this, Lord. I know it's going to happen, Lord. It might not happen in your lifetime, but if it's God's will that it happened in your lifetime, it will. And we always have to remember that whatever happens, we ought always say, if it be the will of the Lord, I'm going to come to the meeting tomorrow if God is willing. I will see you in an hour if God is willing. We have got to hang on in here. We have got to be that light that shines for others. We have to be that face that says that God is here, that God has never left us, that God has never forsaken us. If we just hang on in there, if we go through whatever is put before us, if we go through, we will come out as pure gold, as Job said. Job went through. Now, I'm not going to tell you he liked it. I'm not going to tell you he didn't question God. I'm not going to tell you he couldn't understand why he was going through what he was going through. But when God talked to him, he made a conscious decision. I'm going to go through this. I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm going to deal with whatever is in front of me, on the side of me, in the back of me. I am going to deal with it, and regardless of the set of circumstances, I am going to come out as pure gold. I'm going to meet my master. I'm going to be with Jesus, and I'm going to go through whatever I have to go through. I'm going to hang in there. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm not going to let nobody cause me to slip. I'm going to be here. I'm going to do what the Lord says do. I'm going to go through what the Lord has put in front of me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to hang in there. And to you, I say today, whatever is going on in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, God is working that situation out for you. He promised that it will be for your good. So believe the word exactly like the word says, and don't put any additional information on it. Don't put a different twist on it. It says very specifically, and we know, that's us, that all things, not some things, not a few things, but all things, every single thing, God works for the good of those us who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Not my purpose, not my children's purpose, not my job's purpose, but according to his, the Lord's purpose. And if we keep that in mind, when it's dark, when it don't feel good, when you feel alone, know that God has your back. Hang on in there, because he is never going to let you down. You pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. Go through. I like that. Amen. Because we all have trials and tribulations. It doesn't matter, amen, where you are in life or where you stand in life. We all have our issues and our problems, but we need to be able to stand in them and go through. But the beautiful thing about it is, and what she shared with us, is if we are in Christ, it's going to work out for our good. And that's the key. That's the key, is to be in Christ and have Christ having our back. And when you have Christ having your back, amen, you can go through it. It may not feel good, you know, but it is for your good, and you will come out victorious. And that's a promise. I mean, that's a promise statement in the scripture. You can stand on that. And the old saints used to say, you know, he's a man that he cannot lie. You know, so if he can't lie and he made that promise, then you can just stand on it and believe it. And in this time, in this moment, because, you know, I know the missionary has somewhere to go and I got somewhere to go to be the same place she got to be at about 10:30. Amen. So we're going to move forward. Sunday school, and we got a awesome Sunday school lesson. It's a big boy pants Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. So be at Church of Christ Reigning in Heaven in Goose at 10:30 for Sunday school. If you're listening, or call somebody, tell somebody. Amen. But back to our message. Amen. Go through. There is a purpose. There's a purpose for everything that we do. And if you are listening to this message today and you're going through something in life, you're going through your trials, your tribulations, you're going through your health condition, you're going through your diagnosis, you're going through your dilemmas, your depression, you're going through your marriage, divorce situation or bad marriage relationship situation. If you're going through, we want to give you some help this morning. We want to give you somebody that can help you and get you through it, that it will work out for your good. Amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is the one. He is the one. You might call Elder Hodge, and Elder Hodge might be a little short. Elder Hodge might not be able to make it. Elder Hodge just might not say the right thing at the right time. But if you call on Jesus, Jesus can and Jesus will, and he's able. If you just give your life over to him at this moment, we're just going to say a prayer. If you would just pray this prayer with me, and the Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you are saved. And so I believe that this morning. Just pray with me. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I believe that you are born of a Virgin Mary, and I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day with all power in your hand. I believe that you're sitting on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I believe that you're saved. The Bible declares that you're saved. And I just ask that you just continue to walk in his grace and learn of him. And what she was talking about this morning, being able to go through and it working out for your good, amen, you could experience that. And I encourage you to continue to move forward, to continue going through, no matter what it looks like. The waves may be pounding and the winds may be bolstering, amen, but Jesus can speak to the waves and the wind, and there can be a great calm in your life, amen. Just give it to him. I'm going to give it back over to our, before I do that, let me bring up, I threw it in real quick, give it back over to our missionary, and make our missionary smile, and this is Elder Wells' flyer, amen. I threw it in real quick. It's pop-up shop February 19th, 2022, and it is, I said 820, it's 830 Southwest 5th Street, the next building over, and it's Homestead, Florida 3330. Says RSVP by February the 12th, 2022. You can contact Elder Wells at 786-234-6772. That's 786-234-6772. And if you don't have your own table and tent, you can rent a table and tent for $40, amen, but the registration fee for the spot is $35, and you have to bring your own generator. And you can also cash app him at $WW4Real68, and that will send you $35 there to get you spot secured. Amen. That's $WW4Real68. Amen. So we wanted to get that in. At this time, we want to go ahead and give it back over to our missionary, that she can give us our final prayer and our benediction.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for allowing this opportunity to give some words of encouragement to those who are listening. And Lord, we ask that you just bless them. Whatever the request is, Lord, we ask that you give that request, that you answer it in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there is sickness, Lord, heal. If there is financial situations, Lord, bless them.
Do it,
Lord. We ask not only that you do that, but that if there's someone today, Lord, that is seeking you, oh Lord, we ask that you save them, but not only save them, give them the Holy Ghost, Lord, because without the Holy Ghost, we don't have a keeper. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't do what we need to do. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't stand. And Lord, we just love you and we need you, Lord. We can't do anything without you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for the day. We thank you for how far you've taken us, Lord. We thank you for each and every opportunity that you give us in life. And we thank you most of all, Lord, for saving our souls
and
being with us. Lord, we ask that you bless these and all blessings in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
The benediction, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.
Okay.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand tonight? Oh, come on, listen, I said the miracle worker. Look at your